What's up, guys? Mark here, and today we are going to be talking about the Breadloaf campaign planning process. So over the last 8 years, we have launched thousands of campaigns for brands across multiple retention channels, including email, SMS, push, and direct mail. And in this podcast episode and YouTube video, we're going to discuss our planning process and how you can implement this planning process for your brand too. When we talk about planning, campaign planning in particular, this is in reference to what is it gonna take to actually build a campaign calendar that is gonna be at least 30, 60, 90 days long and is going to help move the needle, right? These are direct response campaigns, and these campaigns should be highlighting promotions, product launches, content features, scarcity, deadlines, all of these things should be incorporated in your campaign. So when we start the planning process, we use two documents. We use what we're call a campaign planning toolkit or a matrix. And that matrix is essentially gives us the ability to understand what's happening in our client's business month after month. Right? We're not running the business. We need to extract that information out of our client. So what we do is we start with the matrix, and the matrix breaks down month by month what promotions are going to be potentially ran. Within those promotions, what are the start and the end dates? What are the offers that we're running? So what's the actual offer? Is it $1 off, percent off? Is it a BOGO? What's the code? Is this going to be an automatic code? Is there going to be a special dynamic code? Is it going to be a one-off promo code? This gives us the baseline requirements to understand what the offer is and when it's happening. On top of that, we also highlight what are any type of seasonal content features that we want to plug in there, right? If it's fall, okay, we go into fall, we launch a new collection. Well, if we're in fall, we're going to highlight fall looks. The weather's transitioning from summer into fall. People start adjusting their wardrobe and want to buy some new pieces, especially if you're in the fashion space. What we do is we start with promotions. We start with any type of seasonal relevant content features. We also look at the Hallmark calendar. Depending on where in Q1, Q2, Q3, or Q4, what are those dates that are relevant? Right now, it is April 2024 while I'm filming this, and we are in what we call like the second peak of the year. We just finished Easter. We're going into Mother's Day. We're going into Father's Day. We also have Memorial Day, and we have 4th of July. Memorial Day and 4th of July are two great actual promotions, right? And on top of that, we also have the dates of Mother's Day and Father's Day, right? Mother's Day and Father's Day, especially for some of our clients, if you're selling female products, especially female apparel, this is a great time as it's a great giftable moment for Mother's Day. At the same time, if you're a product that specifically is for men or geared towards men, it is a great time. You know, we have a client that we worked with for years, we've talked about on the channel, called Plain Tags. Plain Tags has a massive, massive spike in late May, early June. And that's because we run a special promotional offer for Father's Day every year. And that's our second big peak of the year. So we look at the Hallmark calendar. Then once we have these dates in what we call the matrix, and by the way, I'm going to send you guys a link to the matrix so you can download it for free. I'm going to put a link to it. It's a Google Sheet. You can make a copy of it and use it yourself. So that'll be in the show notes below on the podcast and on YouTube. But that's the first sheet. So we fill that out. Once we have that, those requirements, right? That's our baseline to start filling up the calendar. Now we have what we call the campaign planning schedule, which is another Google Sheet. And I'm gonna give this one to you guys as well. This planning schedule sheet actually breaks down quarter by quarter and has every single day mapped out for the physical year that we're in. So right now, 2024, we go into four different tabs, Q1, Q2, Q3, and Q4. And this gives us the ability to start mapping out those dates that are in there. Traditionally, depending on the client we're working with, we're sending anywhere from 2 to 10 campaigns a week. 10 very, very heavy into, you know, heavy promotional times or peak season for certain clients, and those are clients that are obviously on multiple retention channels. On the light side, 2 emails a week, maybe 1 SMS. It all depends on the client, their size of list, and what their requirements are. But once we have the matrix done and we have the what I call like the meat and potatoes of the calendar, we can plug those dates in, and then we can start filling up the rest of the calendar, right? if we're doing any product launches, for instance, you know, I made a video a few weeks ago that talked about our product launch framework. Within our product launch framework, you know, we send hype emails, we send multiple campaigns on a launch day, and then we'll do re-highlights. So let's say I have a product launch opening on a Thursday, right? I'm going to probably send a hype on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and then I'm going to send multiple campaigns on a Thursday, usually two email and one SMS, and then I'll do a re-highlight again on that Saturday, Sunday of that same product. So this gives me the ability to start filling up the calendar. And then based off of where we're at with the amount of campaigns we're sending and what we have relevant going on in the business. You know, we have some clients that launch a product once or twice a year. And we have some clients that launch three or four products a month or multiple collections a month. It's all dependent on what's happening in the business and what's going on. This is also a great opportunity too for back in stock opportunities. You get new product back in stock, you throw it back in stock. If you're running any type of promotions, you have scarcity emails or any type of key dates for gifting, like what we're going to be doing for Mother's Day over the next couple weeks is there's a last chance for guaranteed Mother's Day delivery. 48 hours till Mother's Day delivery, last chance, 2-day air, right? There's a lot of these transactional scarcity messages that make a huge difference. We work with another client that's in the festival kind of costume and apparel space. And this is a peak season for them right now, right? Their clients and customers are going to music festivals and they want to buy cool, fun outfits that represent themselves for these festivals. They need to get their orders in by a certain date to have their outfits ready for a festival. Great opportunity here to send those scarcity emails. And like I said, from there, we want to fill up and merchandise the products a certain way. You know, some of our clients are super content heavy. We can build content and blog style content that's either how-tos or information-based campaigns or lifestyle-based imagery that highlights certain products in certain seasons. Once again, if you're, let's say you're a fashion, footwear, apparel, accessory brand, you can highlight your products in a very fashionable way that's merchandising them properly with a lot of great imagery in your email. And you can build stories around it. You know, for instance, if I was Vuori, right? One of my favorite brands, I'm wearing Vuori here and here. It's my whole closet. Vuori does a great job at merchandising products the way that their customers want to wear them, right? Whether it's to work or to the gym on the weekends or for a walk on the beach or going to yoga. You can see Vuori does a really great job at visually merchandising their product and highlighting how their customers can wear their product across the board in different instances. Going back to campaign planning, we have these two documents. Once we fill up our Google Sheet that is specifically has every single day of the year, we fill up a bunch of different sections here, right? We fill up a description, the date. We actually put a naming convention too, since we have so many clients. So our naming convention is usually a couple letters involved with the name of the client, then the actual date. So if I'm going to send something on April 24th, 2024, it would be a couple letters describing who it is. For me, my name's Mark Militon. We're just going to say for this case, MM-04-24-2024. And then we go in a little description and then the channel that we're on. So if it's, let's say, a black t-shirt highlight email, that's what's going to be in there. From then, we actually develop out a brief. And that brief is going to be used by the copy and the design team to understand what's going into the email, right? We might need to supply some links to new product imagery or lifestyle imagery. We might need to, you know, send some links to certain products that we need to include. It's all dependent. The brief is dependent upon what's happening in that campaign. And it, like I said, it has the meat and potatoes. If it's an offer email, we can't start writing the copy until we know what the offer is and what the code is. The brief is developed by our strategist who also does the planning. This brief lays out everything that's necessary. Once we have those briefs built and they're in the calendar, our strategist presents this to our client. And we typically have one planning call a month with our clients. And then we have biweekly calls that our whole team's on and our clients on. So what we're always trying to do is be, you know, 30, 60, 90 days ahead when it comes to planning. And we know 5 to 15% of that calendar is most likely going to change just because we work with smaller brands. But if we can get it 85 to 95% there, we are in the clear. And that gives us way more time to refine the copy, brand voice, and messaging, and then spend some time on the design. If we're constantly rushing to get stuff done because planning is not done far enough in advance, it's going to be very challenging for us to actually get anything done and to produce quality work. So we're always pushing our clients to think further ahead and get this going. Once those briefs are developed within the campaign scheduling tool, our campaign manager takes all that information and puts it into our project management system. We specifically use Basecamp because it works really well. We can have all of our clients into our system and it's really easy to use. It doesn't cost us that much money. We have literally hundreds of clients in our Basecamp. And these are individual team members. It's just a great tool. I love it. I've used other systems. Basecamp's the best for what we do. Once we get everything in there, then it starts getting assigned. First thing we do is assign copy. And then once copy's done, it goes to design. And therefore we go through client approvals and we're good to go. In a nutshell, this is our campaign planning process. Campaign planning requires some research. It requires an understanding of like the seasonality of the product, the timing of the year that we're in. It requires the client to come to the table with some important information. Like I always like to say, we're essentially interviewing our clients to extract information on what they're doing. And as long as we can focus on product launches, promotions, and seasonal highlights, that's the meat and potatoes. And then we start building everything else into the calendar from there. And this is the campaign planning framework that's helped us generate hundreds of millions of dollars for our clients since we've been in business. I hope that this is helpful, but I can tell you the more that you focus on planning in your brand and your business, the more successful you're going to be. Clients that are always doing stuff last minute never get the best results. The ones that are thinking months in advance, we can focus so much more time and energy on those campaigns when it's done further in advance, and it's always more successful. And I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'd love for you to just leave a comment and tell me what you think. Even if you think it sucks, just let me know. I read all the comments, I try to get back to everyone, and I'd love your feedback. So I will see you guys on the other side. Take it easy. Bye.